I thank you for taking the time to read the following. It clarifies my full comment made at City Council and the full media interview. Unfortunately, on a slice of the interview was aired. The fact is that I did say to curtail the camping by landscape design. Add trees, pollinators to help attract bees and butterflies. And to stop mowing the grass in the area. This detracts from people easily camping in areas which are challenging to get emergency services to. The campers are building fires, so to help mitigate any fire going out of control, it is better to have the campers in areas which are more accessible by all emergency services. Also, it allows more accessible areas to have toilets. People deserve dignity. I am trying to find solutions to help eradicate homelessness. It is not an easy task. But as a community, we need to take care of the safety and security of everyone. Walking paths and neighborhoods need to be safe to walk. Rivers need to be kept clean and environmentally protected. The suggestion of the landscape design was to detract camping in that location due to security and environmental concerns. On the solution side, I have been very active in doing things outside of being a counselor. The past Christmas and Christmas Eve, the entire dinner for 500 people for each meal was given by my family and me. I shopped for all the ingredients and delivered them. I knew the shelter house was short-staffed and wanted to ensure everyone was given a good hot meal. For the past 3 weeks, I have been actively raising funds for Grace Place for their coldest night of the year. I ask you all to reach in your pockets and donate to any walker who is helping this great organization. The shelter house and Grace Place are doing great things. And I support them and other organizations. These are short-term solutions for immediate care. In the long term, I have been working with some owners who have underutilized commercial buildings in downtown cores. These buildings are already zoned to allow for new housing to be built inside. I have also found financing programs from Canada Mortgage and Housing which help in fund the housing conversions for the use of affordable housing. This is a permanent solution. Some owners are interested and we are working together to get their project done. Some may think that as a realtor, I get compensated for this, but the truth is that I do not. I only get compensated when I sell property. I am helping owners make the highest and best use of their already owned properties. I ran for city council to help our community. I grew up here and plan to remain here. My job is to help and not to hinder. I have responded to the few people who messaged me directly and they were kind enough to ask me why I said the comment. When they heard the media had taken a fraction of my comment, they understood that my intention was good and not degrading. I have been studying other cities as well and how they are seeking solutions. For example, the city of Victoria, BC has designated camping areas with washrooms for the homeless. They want clean and accessible locations for their tent cities. These are all to protect the campers and keep the area clean. Victoria has pamphlets they supply the vulnerable so they know where to get help, find washrooms and connection to housing. Finland has had a great deal of success. So the next time you read something in the media, please reach out kindly to find out the rest of the story. It is better to encourage people who are trying to help rather than to hinder them. I am here to help all our citizens. Let's all work on solutions so we can have a better community. We need to work on the solutions and we need to encourage the people working towards them. I thank you for reading this message and look forward to the next 4 years of positive work. If you have a concern of what I am doing, then I appreciate a polite personal message. Everyone, please enjoy your family day weekend. Rajni Agarwal, At Large Counselor, Thunder Bay.